Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Today is Tuesday, February 6th. We'll tell you about what to expect from today's primary elections in Nevada and the caucuses happening there in just 2 days. Also, we'll update you about a record-breaking storm that's brought intense rain, flooding, and mudslides to California. Plus, what we know about King Charles Cancer Diagnosis, an Ivy League school that's bringing back standardized test requirements, and a new surge in Super Bowl bets that have nothing to do with the game. Those stories and more news to know today, next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Nevada voters are going to be weighing in on the presidential race this week, since their state once again holds the coveted first in the West slot on campaign calendars. But it's going to be one of the most unusual presidential contests ever. The state is holding its primary today. And then the state's Republican Party is holding a caucus on Thursday. Nevada used to only hold caucuses. But in 2021, state legislators passed a law to require primaries whenever there's more than one candidate on the ballot. Nevada Democrats had been pushing for that, saying a caucus is too restrictive. It requires voters to show up on a specific day at a specific time, which can make it harder for some people to vote, like shift workers or people with small children. But Nevada Republicans oppose the change, saying parties should be self-governed and not subject to state interference. And they noticed a loophole in the new law. It just says there has to be a primary, but it doesn't say their party has to actually count those delegates. So the Nevada GOP is holding its own caucuses and says it will award its delegates to whomever wins those. Making things even more complicated, the two major Republican candidates are not going head-to-head. The Nevada GOP said the candidates would have to choose one event over the other. So former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is running in the primary, but not taking part in the caucuses. And former President Trump is participating in the caucuses, but won't appear on the primary ballot. Though primary voters who do support Trump could choose a none of these candidates option to send Haley a message. They could also decide to vote in both the primary and the caucus. Things are a little more simple on the other side, though. Nevada is also holding a Democratic primary today and no caucus. And there is little doubt how that one will turn out. President Biden is expected to win big. As expected, a historic storm dumped a record amount of rain over parts of Southern California. In fact, from just this one storm, Los Angeles got about half a year's worth of rain. It sent mud and boulders rushing down streets and hillsides. First responders spent most of the day rescuing people and pets. Sadly, at least three people were killed by falling trees. Authorities also reported several spills, including about 5 million gallons of raw sewage that spilled around Compton. Today, the rain is not expected to be quite so intense, but the National Weather Service is still warning about a pretty high flood risk, and there could also be more landslides, mudslides, and rock slides. Plus, there has been heavy snow over the Sierra Nevada, so now avalanche warnings are in place today. People are being asked to stay inside if they can, and President Biden has already said the federal government will provide whatever assistance is needed. Hurricanes are getting so strong that there might need to be a new category. At this point, the strongest hurricanes are considered Category 5 on the Saffir-Simpson scale. Those are any storms with winds of at least 156 miles an hour. But a new study was published this week suggesting a new Category 6 for storms with winds of greater than 192 miles an hour. It points to five storms in the last decade that would have fallen into the hypothetical category. For example, Hurricane Patricia in 2015 that hit max winds of 215 miles an hour. The Saffir-Simpson scale was created in the early 1970s. And then a Category 5 storm would flatten any structure of the era, so there was no reason to give a higher category. But scientists say that's changed, along with the intensity of storms. A move to officially expand the scale would have to come from the National Hurricane Center, though, and it's not clear if that's up for consideration. Some government scientists worry a Category 6 would diminish the very serious threat of a Category 5 storm. And the Saffir-Simpson scale already faces criticism for only considering wind speeds and not dangers from flooding or tornadoes. Either way, this underscores how dramatically the potential for extreme storms has surged. Separately, scientists are having to add new classifications to marine heat stress maps and other climate variables. NASA has discovered a brand new planet it calls a super-Earth, and it might actually be able to support human life. It's about 1.5 times the size of Earth, and it orbits a small reddish star. The most promising part is it's relatively close, about 137 light-years away, in what scientists call the habitable zone. That's an area of the cosmos where planets have at least the potential to harbor water. Still, conditions would have to be just right to be able to support life, and it's not clear if they really are. Another thing about this planet, though, is it completes a full orbit, meaning a whole year, in just 19 days. And that lets scientists observe the planet more frequently. So they'll keep scrutinizing it with the help of the James Webb Space Telescope. More news is still coming up, but first, thanks to our new sponsor, Skims. Okay, you may have heard that I recently moved and I'm continuing to clean out my closet, getting rid of old stuff I don't wear anymore. And I'm so glad I'm doing this because I just got a bunch of items from the Fits Everybody collection by Skims, and I love it all so much. For the ladies, you have to get their underwear and bodysuit especially. And guys, you should shop here for the lady in your life. The Fits Everybody long sleeve crew neck bodysuit is my new favorite thing to wear with jeans. I've already gotten so many compliments on it already. And all the different Fits Everybody intimates have that same lightweight, stretchy, really super soft fabric that is so comfortable and it really molds to your body. Believe the hype, because Skims has over 100,000 five-star reviews for a reason. The Fits Everybody collection and more perfect fit essentials are available now at skims.com. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. After you place your order, be sure to let them know that we sent you, select podcast in the survey, and be sure to select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. And if you're looking for a gift for your Valentine or for yourself, Skims just launched their best Valentine shop ever, also available at skims.com. Okay, now back to the news. If you've noticed a lot of people calling out sick to work or school, this might be why. Parts of the U.S. seem to be dealing with a second wave of flu. Flu cases had been on the decline for weeks, but then the CDC says they started going up again at the end of January. Same with hospital visits for the flu, especially in the Midwest and part of the South, and especially among young people ages 5 to 24. But while it seems flu is rebounding, COVID-19 and RSV hospitalizations are still going down. Flu season typically lasts through March. So many infectious disease doctors say if you haven't gotten a flu shot yet, it's still not too late. And they suggest it even if you've already gotten the flu. Britain's King Charles has been diagnosed with cancer. Buckingham Palace made the announcement saying he started receiving treatment yesterday and is putting all public engagements on hold. The palace did not say what type of cancer he has, just that it's not prostate cancer, even though this comes about a week after he was separately treated for an enlarged prostate. While King Charles stays out of the public eye, Queen Camilla will continue her full program of official engagements, as will Prince William, who is next in line for the throne, starting later this week. As for Prince Harry, who has been largely estranged from the royal family since moving to the U.S., the BBC says he has been in touch with his father and plans to visit him in the coming days. It's not clear how advanced the cancer is, but Buckingham Palace says the king is positive about his treatment. He's also going to continue his behind-the-scenes duties, like his weekly meeting with the prime minister and the daily pile of paperwork he completes as Britain's head of state. And Charles says he looks forward to returning to full public duty as soon as possible. Dartmouth College is becoming the first Ivy League school to reverse course on standardized testing. You'll remember a few years ago, Dartmouth and more than 1,000 other schools made the SAT and ACT optional in admissions requirements. But now Dartmouth says there's new research that shows at highly selective schools, standardized test scores help predict first-year college performance, even better than high school grades do. Some professors involved in the research say testing especially helps low-income students stand out, since they perhaps couldn't afford to participate in many extracurricular activities, or maybe their high school didn't offer many rigorous course options. Though critics say the opposite, that standardized tests put low-income students at a disadvantage, saying only wealthy students can pay for pricey tutors and test prep programs. Either way, Dartmouth is starting to require test scores with next year's class of applicants, and other schools are expected to follow suit. Well, some of the most popular dating apps are getting some upgrades in the name of user safety. For example, Tinder just released another feature meant to stop inappropriate messages. It will start sending warnings to singles when they're not being respectful. The warnings fall under three categories: authenticity, respectfulness, and inclusiveness. Tinder says they'll give users an opportunity to correct their behavior, and if the person keeps sending out inappropriate messages, they'll be removed from the app. Tinder also has a Does This Bother You feature that flags potentially inappropriate messages and asks people on the receiving end if they wish to report them. Separately, Bumble now has a new anti-catfishing feature powered by artificial intelligence. It's called Deception Detector. It's meant to identify and block spam accounts and fake profiles before users ever see them. Bumble says in testing, the tool was able to automatically block 95% of the accounts that were identified as spam. So now it will operate alongside Bumble's human moderators. With the Super Bowl coming up, bets are rolling in, and not just about who will win or lose. Some of the most popular bets have to do with one very famous fan. You guessed it, Taylor Swift. People are betting on things like how often will the pop star be shown during the game? What color will she wear? What kind of food will she eat? How will she celebrate? Will it be with a high five? And so on. To be clear, in-person sportsbooks are limited to action on the field. So these novelty bets can only be made online in the 38 states where gambling is now legal. Both online and offline, though, Taylor Swift's boyfriend, Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, is one of the most popular options on the board. For example, on DraftKings, BetMGM, and FanDuel, he's the most bet player to score a touchdown. The Super Bowl is happening this Sunday in the betting capital of the country, Las Vegas. And we will be talking all about Taylor's impact, plus the overall business and culture of the Super Bowl halftime show in our special edition episode a day before the big game this Saturday. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, support for this episode comes from Lumi. If you're like me, the start of your year is already a busy one. So if you need a deodorant that can keep up with you while you're on the go, Lumi is a game-changing whole-body deodorant that can work on everything from your pits to your feet. I use the stick deodorant on a daily basis, as usual, and I love the body wash in the shower, too. Then I keep the convenient deodorant wipes on hand for on the go. And no matter where or how you use it, Lumi is clinically proven to block odor all day long and control odor for up to 72 hours. And they've got over 275,000 five-star reviews to show for it. It's baking soda-free, paraben-free, and more. Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code NEWSWORTHY at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit Lumi, L-U-M-E, deodorant.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, what is the northernmost part in the United States? You can play along with us in our weekly roundup email that comes out each Friday. Simply sign up using the link in our episode notes. As for last week's trivia question, who was the first woman ever inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? The answer is Aretha Franklin. Known as the Queen of Soul, Franklin is known for hits like Respect, Chain of Fools, and You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. She was also a symbol of Black empowerment during the Civil Rights Movement and performed at the funeral of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It was almost 20 years later that she was finally inducted into the Hall of Fame. Since then, dozens of other women have been inducted, including Stevie Nicks, Tina Turner, Diana Ross, Joni Mitchell, Janis Joplin, and Madonna. All right, thank you so much for joining us and listening. And as always, we so appreciate it if you share the show with others. We'll be back with another news roundup for you tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.